Heat wave, atmosphere layer for VHS rave, color enabled and live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Intermediate lesson. Alright, let's build that heat wave atmosphere layer. Wide, warbly, slightly gritty, like a warehouse tape that's been rewound 1,000 times. The mission is simple. We're going to layer a few subtle sources, run them through a VHS color chain, then resample the whole thing into audio so it behaves like a real sampled texture in your jungle tune. This is one of those techniques that instantly makes your track feel like it has a world around it. And the big win is, it's not just sound design, it's arrangement ready. You'll be able to open it up in the intro, tuck it behind the drop, and make it breathe with your drums. Start by setting your project tempo anywhere from 165 to 172. I'm going to sit at 170 BPM, classic sweet spot. Now create three tracks. Name them ATM Air, ATM Wash, and ATM Rave Ghost. Select all three and group them. Then name the group ATM Boss. Next, create one more audio track called ATM Resample. This is where we print the magic for routing. On ATM Resample, set audio from to the ATM Boss. That's cleaner than full resampling because it won't accidentally grab your master, your drums, or anything else. Set monitor to off so we don't create feedback loops, and don't forget, when it's time to print, we arm this track. Quick coach note before we build anything, gain staging matters a lot for this vibe. Before we resample, we want the ATM bus peaking roughly around -12 to -6 dBFS. Not because quiet is better, but because when you resample too hot, then warp in texture mode later, the top end gets that nasty hashy grit around 6 to 12K. We want controlled grime, not digital sandpaper. Cool. Let's build layer 1. The air layer. On ATM air, drop an operator. Turn on the noise oscillator. Keep it subtle, like -18 to -24 dB. If you can clearly hear it as hiss, it's probably too loud. What we want is, when you mute it, you miss it. That's the right level. Add auto filter after operator. Put it in high pass mode, set the frequency around 250 to 400 Hz, and bring resonance up a bit, somewhere between 0.7 and 1.1. That resonance is your tape-ish edge, but keep it classy. Now add chorus ensemble, use ensemble mode, set amount or depth around 20 to 35%, and slow the rate way down, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. This is how we get that gentle warble without it turning into obvious chorus. Then add utility and widen it. Somewhere around 140 to 170% is fine, but you're going to check mono later, so don't get married to the number. Now, movement. Automate the auto filter cutoff slowly over 8 or 16 bars. And when I say slowly, I mean tiny changes. This is atmosphere. It's not a synth lead. A small drift makes it feel alive. Layer 2. The wash layer. This is the warm bed. The heat haze. On ATM wash, you can do this two ways. The quick stock way is wave-eatable as a pad. Choose a mellow wave-eatable, something sine-ish or soft. Set your amp envelope with a slower attack, like 200 to 600 milliseconds, and a long release, 2 to 6 seconds. We want it to bloom and hang around. Now add shifter for a subtle detune vibe. Set to frequency shifter mode, and here's the weird part. Set the frequency extremely low, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Yes, that's slow. Then mix it in at like 10 to 20%. This is that unstable, tape motor not perfect feeling. Add hybrid reverb next. Choose hall or use a convolution room or warehouse impulse if you have one that feels right. Set decay around 4 to 8 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, and keep dry slash wet around 20 to 35%. We're not trying to drown it, we're trying to place it behind the drums later. If you want it to feel more sampled, swap the wave-eatable idea for an actual audio clip. A chord stab, a Rhodes hit, a rave pad, whatever. Warp it in texture or complex pro. For texture, set grain size around 70 to 120 and pitch it down 3 to 7 semitones for that darker jungle mood. Either way, end this wash chain with a Q8. High pass it around 150 to 250 Hz. This is non-negotiable in jungle. If your atmosphere has low mids and low end, it will fight your bass and make your breaks feel weak. Also consider a gentle dip around 2 to 5k if it starts stepping on the snare crack zone. Layer 3. The Rave Ghost layer. This is the secret sauce. These are the memory fragments. You barely hear them, but they shout rave tape emotionally. On ATM Rave Ghost, load a short, bright sound. Could be a rave stab, a hooverish note, a little vocal yeah, even a single piano hit. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve at 1/16. transients up at 100, make a 1-bar loop, then chop it up. You can consolidate a tiny region, duplicate it, and nudge start markers around so each bar isn't identical. The point is, it feels like scraps, not a riff. Add delay, ping pong mode, time at 3/16 or 5/16, feedback around 20-35%. Filter the delay so lows below 300 Hz don't smear the mix. Now add redux, but be careful. Downsample around 2-6, bits around 10-14, and dry/wet maybe 10-25%. This is where you get that crunchy, degraded edge just enough to imply an old recording, not enough to sound like a broken MP3. Then add reverb, either reverb or another hybrid reverb. Decay 3-6 seconds, medium-large size, and keep the mix reasonable, like 15-30%. And a quick clarity trick, if that rave ghost starts poking your ear, put EQ8 before the reverb and do a narrow cut around 1.5-3 kHz. Let the reverb tail carry the ghost, not the dry transient. Now we've got three layers. Let's paint them with VHS color on the group, ATM bus. First device, EQ8. This is pre-clean. High pass around 120-200 Hz. If it's muddy, do a gentle dip around 300-500 Hz, maybe 1-3 dB. Next, saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive it 2-6 dB, turn soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not clipping the bus. Remember our peak target, roughly -12 to -6 dBFS. Next, roar. Since we're in live 12, choose a tape or tube style as a starting point. Keep drive low, like in that 10-25% region depending on input level. The key is controlled grit plus motion. If you can, put a slow LFO on drive or tone, just tiny movement. Then keep the mix around 10-30%. This is a vibe device, not a wrecking ball. Next, chorus ensemble again, but light. Amount 10-25%, rate 0.1-0.25 Hz. This helps glue the layers. Next, auto filter. This is the heat shimmer. Put it in low pass mode. Start cut off somewhere around 6-12 kHz, resonance between 0.6 and 1.2. And here's a big workflow tip. Map this cutoff to a macro, or plan to automate it. This is one of your main performance controls. Then utility to set width, somewhere 120-160%. If it starts feeling facey or hollow, pull it back under 140. Optional wobble. Add shifter at the end. Frequency shifter mode, frequency at 0.05-0.2 Hz, and dry/wet at 5-12%. That's a tiny pitch drift illusion, without obvious chorus. Before we resample, do a quick mono compatibility checkpoint. Easiest way, temporarily put utility on your master and set width to 0%. If your atmosphere basically disappears, your stereo effects are doing too much. Usually the fix is not narrowing the dry signal, it's reducing how wide your reverb or chorus is, or lowering their wet mix. Fix it now, because resampling a facey mess just bakes in a problem. Alright, now the magic. Resampling. ARM 18M resample. Record 16-32 bars. And don't just let it play, perform it. While it records, slowly sweep that bus low pass cutoff. Ride roar mix or drive just a bit. Occasionally mute, and unmute the rave ghost track for a bar or two so it feels like little flashes of rave memory. This is where the lived-in quality happens. Coach note, print multiple performances. Do 3 takes of 16 bars, only touching 2 controls, the low pass cutoff and roar mix or drive. Then you can comp the best moments later. This is the same mindset as recording vocals. You're capturing expression. Stop recording. Now you've got a long evolving audio print. Select a clean 8 or 16 bar chunk and consolidate it. Now treat it like a sampled loop. Turn warp on. Use texture warp. Set grain size around 80 to 140. Add tiny fades at the clip edges. Remove clicks. And another coach note. Keep an unwarped clean master version on a duplicate track or duplicate clip. Sometimes the print sounds perfect, and then warping adds crunchy artifacts. If that happens, you want the option to swap per section. Clean in the drop, grainy in the break, that kind of thing. Now we do post-resample shaping, so it sits inside a jungle mix instead of fighting it. On ATM resample, add EQ8. High pass around 180-300 Hz, steep if needed. If your break starts feeling cloudy, do a small notch around 200-350 Hz. If the top gets fizzy, low pass around 10-14 kHz. Remember, VHS vibe usually rolls off. It's not crispy modern air. Add a compressor for gentle leveling. Ratio 2:1, attack 20 to 40 milliseconds, release 120 to 250 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then add sidechain ducking. Another compressor after that EQ is fine. Enable sidechain and feed it from your drum bus, or better, use a dedicated SC key track. Here's the trick. Duplicate only your kick and snare to a separate track. Set it to no output or sends only, and sidechain from that. This avoids hats and ghost notes triggering ducking, so you get breathing that grooves like jungle, not EDM pumping. Set sidechain ratio around 3:1, attack 1 to 5ms, release 80 to 150ms. Dial it until the drums pop through cleanly. If you hear obvious pumping every hit, back it off. In DNB, ducking is supposed to feel like space, not like an effect. Now, arrangement. Here's a simple 64-bar plan that really works for old-school vibes. Bars 1 to 17. Intro. Atmos only. Air and wash, gradually opening the filter, letting it feel like you're walking into the rave. Bars 17 to 33. Drop A. Full drums and bass. Keep the atmosphere low-passed, maybe around 8 to 10K, so your drums feel brighter by contrast. Bars 33 to 49. Variation. Bring in the rave ghost fragments a bit more. Automate width wider, but check mono occasionally. Bars 49 to 65. Break. Kill the drums. Open the cutoff. Widen the image. Maybe raise reverb return without raising the dry signal too much. And you can add subtle pitch drift here to sell that worn cassette vibe. Then for the next drop, instead of automating 10 parameters, do the sampler move. Swap the clip. Use a different 16-bar resampled print. Like your nastier take with more roar. That one move screams new section. A couple advanced flavors if you want to level it up. You can do a 2-speed tape layer. Duplicate your resampled clip. Set warp mode to repitch and stretch it to half time or double time. Blend it very quietly under the original. Repitch links pitch and time, so it reads like real tape speed changes.